Okay, guys, let's go ahead and get started. It's an exciting time, and welcome everybody to a new year. We're certainly pleased to be opening up early. There's only a certain number of teams that are playing. It's going to be on ESPN 2, and a great opponent. New Mexico State really ended their year on a great upswing, and they won their bowl game against Utah State. And we've got a great deal of respect for their program. I think they've stayed the course. While I don't know Coach Martin personally, he enjoys a great national reputation, and I've enjoyed watching his teams play from afar. Also, their AD is a guy I'm very familiar with, Mario Mocha. I think they've got a great team, a clear vision, and they're playing really well right now. Defensively, they're really dynamic on third down. I believe last year they were seventh in the country on third down efficiency. They present a lot of problems, and a lot of it has to do with doing things really well on first and second down. They've got an experienced defensive staff, and that's going to be a challenge. We'll have a new quarterback on the road. It's been my experience that many times that's somewhat of a challenge for a young guy, so we'll need to make sure that Tyler is set and ready to go, and I'll talk about Tyler here later on. But New Mexico State's a stingy defense offensively, a prolific offense, a lot of offensive linemen returning. Most of those guys have played. They are like us. They will be replacing their quarterback or their starter. And so it'll be interesting to see who they play out there, but I don't think their scheme's going to change drastically. They spread the field out. Being an old defensive coach, one thing that you cannot do is just because they're known for spreading the field out, they do have an effective running game, and they've got a couple effective running backs that can be very explosive. And so that's going to stretch us as well. Where we're at, Tyler Vanderwall will be our starter at quarterback, and we're excited about how Tyler has done. Cash Malawi will be suspended for the Washington State game. And so as for our protocol, there will be no further comments on that, but that's the game that he will serve as one-game suspension. Defensively, we're excited about where we're at. This is a pretty veteran defensive team, and a lot of those guys are back, and so we're really excited about our defense. We're also excited about our offense. I think you're going to see some new players emerge. Nico Evans has had a phenomenal offseason, and he will be our starting tailback. You'll see several other tailbacks play as well. I think we've got a good group of wide receivers, particularly in the slot position. Some guys have really come on and established themselves. Austin Conway has done really well. Dante Crow is a guy who's really emerged and done some great things. Rocket Ishmael has done some good things in the slot. And I'm probably leaving out a couple other receivers, but we're excited about our offense. We've got both our punter and our place kicker back, and I think we've got a good snapper. So we've got a great deal of respect for New Mexico State. I think we're a good football team also, and so it's going to be a great opening game. So at this time, I'll open it up to any questions anybody might have.
And when you see them defensively, I mean, you mentioned they're pretty stingy. They can sack the quarterback. Do they blitz a lot? Is it up front? Is it linebackers? Where is the kind of the strength of their defense? And with three redshirt freshman offensive linemen starting in this game, how big of a test is that going to be for that?
Well, what they do, first of all, I think they do a really good job on first and second down. I know their defensive line coach from many, many years ago. They really establish the run well, and they create third down and long. And when they create third down and long, it's a Star Wars. It's every angle from every different player, and those things pose problems. And so, what that does give us is an opportunity to take advantage of that. I always say blitzing is great. Somebody's band's going to be playing. It better be ours. I mean, what you're doing, you're forcing the situation, and we need to be able to react to that well. Certainly, our offensive staff they're very concerned about their efficiency and what we're going to do to make sure that we can be very effective on third down.
Coach, I think they were second in the nation last year in pass attempts. Just what kind of passing attack do they bring? Is it sort of an air raid type of style? Mm-hmm. Or how would you sort of describe their passing?
A lot of four wide receivers, sometimes no backs in the backfield. They will integrate the tight end from time to time. But they have concepts that they really hang their hat on, and they execute them well. They had a, you know, they had a really experienced quarterback last year. He's gone. But they have, you know, one guy who's played some. So, you know, they'll stretch the field vertically, but a lot of things underneath, they attack well. They have run pass options, all those things. So they believe in really spreading the field out. They don't operate with a fullback. So offensively, it's a different style from what we've seen against our offense in fall camp.
Coach, following up on that, is that a good test, considering we've talked so much about your experienced defense? Is that a good test out the gate for this Bedlam?
Yeah, it's a great test. we're going to really need to be on point. You know, because of the numbers that you just mentioned, we cannot forget the fact we've got to be able to stop the run. I think if we can make them one-dimensional, that's going to open up our toolbox a little bit. I think we've got some, you know, some really experienced players that can rush the passer, but we need to get them in that situation.
Deegan and Hazleton will have their eyes on certain players. You as a head coach, you have your eye on everyone. However, is there one player in your mind or position that you're going to have your eye on?
Oh, you know what? They've got a lot of players. That's a great question, but they've got a lot of players. I think I'm going to be paying particular attention to their quarterback. You know, if we can press our quarterback, and that means making him one-dimensional, making that guy have to make great decisions and making plays, you know, that's going to be a position that I'm going to be looking at to see how that guy's playing.
Great. How do you like the way your offensive line's kind of tried to come together near the end of camp and then into this week after so many injuries and missing a match? Are you liking what you've been seeing the last few days, trying to get that group together, I guess?
Well, we are, but there's no doubt. I mean, you're going to see Rudy Stouffer make his first collegiate start at the tackle position. And so many times, young guy going out there, we do think the other guys, while they're new, there's a reason why they are starting. We've had good competition. We have quite a bit of experience on that offensive line. And what's happened is some emerging guys have stepped to the forefront, Keegan Kreider and, you know, some other guys. So we feel good about where we're at. But, you know, I believe this. Any head coach that really has they make all these grandiose statements. You don't know until you get in the middle of the first quarter what kind of football team you have. And, you know what, I probably won't see you in the middle of the first quarter, but otherwise I can come back the next week and let you know.
It looks like last I checked, they haven't officially named the starting QB. I know that's something you guys dealt with last year, was maybe having to prepare for you guys. Is that sort of the same mentality heading into this one?
Well, it is. I think they have certain schemes that they'll utilize no matter who their quarterback is, so we're preparing from that standpoint.
As you went through camp, you know, with Tyler, that quarterback in the competition with Nick, what did you like from him in camp? And,
right.
You know, for him to, you know, to win this starting job, what was impressive to you the most?
Well, the things that he's been able to do, he's got a very accurate arm. He's got good arm strength. He's got good mobility. And he's been able to, you know, a lot of times as you football is not 7-on-7 pass where they're not rushing. And he's done a really good job of extending plays, of keeping his eyes downfield, throwing down checkdowns, taking his eyes not if the primary receiver's covered, going to the secondary receiver. He doesn't put the ball in harm's way a whole lot. He's a smart, bright guy, and the fact that he's been around here for a year certainly helps. You know, that does not mean that we're not going to continue to look at the position. Nick's had a good fall camp, but we feel good about Tyler and where he's at.
Coach, looks like, I think, four true freshmen on the 2-deep, at least. Are there other guys that you anticipate, you know, getting the mix this week? Be it on the special,
you know, some of it's going to be contingent upon you know, where we're at health-wise during the course of the game. It's certainly, you know, the new rule as far as being able to play a guy in four games is going to have an impact. And so there are certain guys that we're gonna travel, and, you know, we normally wouldn't travel them. And there's kind of a whole grouping of guys, and some of it's going to be contingent upon, you know, the heat. We're concerned about the heat. You know, I'd anticipate it probably be about 120 to 130 degrees on the turf, even though it's 8 o'clock at night. And so sometimes you have some guys cramped, and we're concerned about that. So we're taking extra guys. We're taking extra freshmen.
Craig, you mentioned this will be the first year in a couple of years you won't go into a game without a rookie kicker, either a punter or kicker. How far has both Tim and Cooper advanced in these last couple of years?
Well, I think Cooper, in particular, has really honed his skills, and you know, Tim's done a good job. However, he's gonna need to perform well. And he and I have had a lot of frank discussions during fall camp that he's no longer a freshman. He needs to be able to turn this field over. And you know, nothing has more to do with scoring than field position, and nothing has more to do with field position than special teams, and not only your coverages, but your punter and your kicker. And so both those guys are experienced. They're going to need to show up.
Great. Has Nico been one of your, you know, you mentioned he had a great off season. Has he been maybe arguably one of the biggest surprises of camp to, you know, not just because of the work he put in, but to earn that starting job going into this first game?
I would say yes. You know, Nico's been here several years and has been kind of a mix-in guy, and his off-season efforts have showed up. They showed up during the course of the spring. They showed up during fall camp. I think we really need to credit our strength and conditioning staff. He's done really well, and you know the numbers just by our eyes. I mean. Those guys have a GPS chip on them. We're checking their efficiency and their explosion and how many times they're passing 20 miles an hour. You know, that's pretty impressive. I don't know, maybe Tracy's got a couple horses that can run 20 miles an hour, but Nico sure can.
You have so much hype coming into last season with Josh Allen, and then arguably the same hype with a new quarterback and whatnot. Tack on what Robert said about having a young offensive line. What's the feeling around this offense right now?
Well, we'll find our way. You know, Coach Vegan is a really experienced offensive coordinator. You know, he's fashioned, I think, a great game plan. And, you know, those guys have a good, clear understanding. There's a lot of clarity what we can do, what we think we can do. You're going to see. I'm not going to give away all our secrets. But every year, every offense is a little bit different. Last year, we relied on Josh an awful lot to extend plays. I do feel like Tyler can extend plays, but you know, quite frankly, very few people have Josh's ability to do that. And so our offense will look different, but we feel like can be very explosive. And quite frankly, too, our numbers offensive last year were really poor. I mean, we won games, but we were not prolific on offense, and we need to improve in that area, and we feel like we can.
Coach, you got a lot of guys who started at defensive end. What was it about Garrett that he did to sort of, you know, earn that starting role opposite Carl?
Well, some of it, Josiah Hall is coming back from a blood clot, and so that changed some things. And then, you know, Kevin Prosser is a guy that has played some. But you know, we feel good about where we're at. You're going to see a lot of those guys integrated. And there's another case of a walk-on player that's come and been added on scholarship.
Right, with Kellen on number four, the depth chart running back, I know he just came back from that shoulder. Is that just because he's still easing back, or did those other guys perform that much better over time?
Well, it's a collection of a couple things. One, Kellen's coming back. He's got a little bit of an aggravated hamstring. And, you know, some of it's going to be contingent upon how he performs this week in practice. But the other guys have done well. You know, we have scrimmaged a lot. We've put those guys in live situations. And so we feel good about the collection of running backs that we have. And, you know, sometimes when guys have an opportunity, some guys take advantage of that. And that's what, you know, that's what Nico's done and X and some of the other guys.
Given the freshman quarterback,
well, you hit the nail on the head. You know, the best thing I know that we can do to take pressure off a freshman quarterback is be able to run the football. And in the end of the day, Tracy, our team will be stamped here at Wyoming. We've not certainly arrived. We're a work in progress. But you'll know when we're able to run the football and we play great defense, that's our formula. For us to be saying we're going to be throwing the ball 60 times a game, that's not our MO. That's not our recruiting strategy. And so Tyler's got good ability. We can throw the football, but, you know, we would like to say we're going to be more run than pass. And some of that's going to be contingent upon not only the running back, but specifically the offensive line. We've got to do a better job. I think we're bigger and stronger, and getting man on man and getting movement on the line of scrimmage is going to be imperative.
Frank Crum is a Wyoming native, Laramie kid.
Well, you know, Frank's a guy from Laramie. You know, his father played here and his grandfather played here. And we made a commitment when we first got here. Many of you were in the room that we said we were going to have more Wyoming players on our roster. I think you'd look and say what we said, we've we're going to do. We have done. Frank is a work in progress. He's gotten stronger. I think he's up to 285 now. Some of it is we're not as deep at the offensive tackle as we've been. Alonzo Velasquez will be back, but it's great to see Frank make the travel squad.
Sounds like this is a very, from their end, a real big game, just being on, I think, ESPN2 for the first time in a decade, stuff like that. I know, obviously, you guys aren't overlooking a season opener, but is that something you have to emphasize to the team that, this is huge on their end as well?
Well, we spend a little bit of time talking about our opponents. It's always more important that we focus on us, on the Cowboys. However, we made point we're practicing with crowd noise. We'll probably get a noise complaint today. Tom will probably, I don't know who that person is down the street, but they'll probably call up, go ahead and send me the ticket. We're going to crank up the speakers today and make sure we're practicing with crowd noise. And, kudos to New Mexico State and, to Coach Martin and Mario. I think that's a success story. We also think we got a lot of great things about our program as well. And so we're going to control the things that we can control. A crowd energy comes into play. The best thing I know to take the crowd out of the play is go out and play good, effective football. And that's our plan.
Thank you.